Today we're going to take a look at an analysis of the WineLoader malware campaign that has been carried out by APT29, aka Midnight Blizzard, and aka a handful of other names, who are a sophisticated hacking group with connections to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service over the past couple of years. The malware gets its name from the initial attack vector, which is an email invite to a wine tasting event that is sent to European diplomats. This is an example of one of the emails that has an invite inside of an attached PDF file saying that the ambassador wants to invite the diplomatic staff to a wine tasting event, and if you want to participate, fill out a questionnaire at this link, which points to the first stage of the malware. So these emails are clearly targeting people in the government, people within the EU that are working on Indian diplomacy, to be exact. And you can tell that the emails are written up very professionally. There's no spelling mistakes, and they're using the actual Indian government's emblem here at the top of the email header, where they are pretending to be, I guess, the ambassador of India or someone working for him. And I bet this email looks almost identical to a legitimate one that people might be getting from the actual Indian government. Now, clicking the link in the PDF file would take you to a page on, I guess, this cleaning service website called wine.php. Now, this is a, I believe, currently defunct website, at least it doesn't load right now, that has been taken over by the hackers in order to serve their malware from. And maybe the website admin thought that the wine page may have had something to do with getting out wine stains, so the creation of wine.php didn't raise any red flags. But regardless of how it got there, this page that was linked to in the PDF file would download a zip file containing an HTML application called wine.hta, or sometimes invite.hta, depending on which sample version is being analyzed. Now, when the HTML application is executed, it would display a decoy page with more information about this fake wine tasting event, and while the user is distracted by that, obfuscated JavaScript or VBScript code, depending on which version of WineLoader got executed, is going to run in the background, which performs the following functions. First, it downloads a base64 encoded text file from the same website that hosted the HTA file, but this time it gets the file from a cert.php directory. And this file gets saved as text.txt to your C Windows tasks directory. Then it uses certutil.exe to decode the text file and write the results to a zip called text.zip in the same directory as text.txt. The contents of the zip archive are then extracted to the same task directory again, and the zip file contains two files in it, one called sqlwriter.exe, which is actually a legitimate binary that is signed by Microsoft, and then the other file is vcruntime140.dll, which is a malicious dynamic link library created by the attacker, which will get sideloaded automatically when the sqlwriter.exe is executed and both of those files are in the same directory. The exported function setsctranslator is then executed, which decrypts the embedded WineLoader core module within the DLL using a hard-coded 256-byte RC4 key before executing it. DLL hollowing is then used to inject WineLoader into a randomly selected DLL from the Windows system directory. Now, DLL hollowing is a memory injection technique that is used by attackers to hide malicious code inside of a legitimate dynamic link library to evade detection by anti-malware tools. With WineLoader, there's also additional randomization code present to ensure that different DLLs are going to be chosen for each instance of the DLL hollowing. However, one thing to note is that WineLoader will not inject itself into these DLLs like kernel32 and kernelbase.dll, because they contain exported functions that are used later on by the malware. Now, WineLoader performs one final DLL injection before it starts sending its beacon out to the command and control server. And it actually sends this beacon out via an HTTP GET request with a request body. So this is a kind of traffic signature that might stand out if you're doing traffic analysis in your organization. And another thing that might stand out too is that when it sends out this beacon request, it always uses the same user agent that is hard-coded into the malware itself. Now, the beacon message sent to the C2 server, which is itself another hijacked website that the hackers took over, it contains information. It's sending back information about the compromised machine, such as its local IP address, the machine name, the username, the parent process that the malware is currently bound to, as well as its privilege level. And it's probably sending this privilege level to be able to pivot to a process with more privileges if they find that that's necessary. That is one of the commands that can be sent back from the C2 machine. And there's also a polling interval that can be adjusted, which changes how often the malware sends out beacons to the C2 server. Now, different versions of the malware have different techniques for achieving persistence on their victim machines. The older WineLoader variant would copy sqlwriter.exe and the malicious VC runtime DLL into the C Windows task directory and then create a scheduled task to execute sqlwriter.exe daily. The newer variant goes by the name GrapeLoader, and it has a similar infection process to WineLoader, except that the GrapeLoader payload contains a legitimate PowerPoint executable that is signed by Microsoft and a malicious DLL called appvisvsubsystem64.dll, which gets sideloaded by the legitimate PowerPoint application. This malware variant achieves persistence by copying its malicious DLL and exe files to the AppData local PowerPoint directory and then creates a run registry key pointing to the executable that was copied there. GrapeLoader contains another malicious DLL file called ppcore.dll that can be used to load WineLoader. So you can think of this as a malicious form of yeast. GrapeLoader also utilizes several more anti-malware evasion techniques that WineLoader didn't. After receiving commands from the C2 server, the receive shellcode is copied into an allocated memory region with page read-write protection, and the memory protection is changed to page no access using the NTAPI NTProtect virtual memory. The create thread when API is called to create a new suspended thread with LP start address pointing to the beginning of the non-accessible memory region. The sleep when API is invoked for 10 seconds, giving antivirus solutions time to scan the non-accessible memory region, and then memory protection is changed to page execute read write using NTProtect virtual memory. And finally, the resume thread when API is called to execute the shellcode. Now, because this malware targets a very specific group of people, it's unlikely that you're going to encounter it yourself unless you're a security analyst that is working on these systems, or you're an EU diplomat that this state-backed hacking group is actually targeting. But this malware campaign is a great example of why it's a good idea to either update or take down defunct websites. Every single one of the C2 servers was a compromised website that I assume is now out of service because none of them have been updated since this hacking campaign happened and they've all been taken down. But you can now look at them on the Wayback Machine and you can see that most of them were still active as recently as a few months ago. So even if the corresponding businesses for these websites were no longer around, someone was still paying for hosting fees, and eventually, they offered up a free C2 server for Russian hackers. So keep your web servers up to date. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to like and share it to hack the algorithm. And check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.